Genesis 49:1. And Jacob called his sons, and said, Gather ye yourselves together, and I will tell you what shall befall you in the end of the days. 2. Assemble yourselves, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hear unto Israel your father. 3. Reuben, my firstborn, thou art my strength, and the beginning of my forces, excellent in eminence, and excellent in power. 4. Light as water thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up on thy father's bed, then profanest thou it, he went up on my couch. 5. Simon and Levi are brethren, instruments of violence are their swords. 6. Into their secret let not my soul come, in their assembly let not my glory be united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their good pleasure they unstrung an ox. 7. Cursed be their anger, for it was vehement, and their wrath, for it was hard. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. 8. Judah, thy brethren shall celebrate thee, thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies, thy father's sons shall bow down to thee. 9. Judah is a lion's whelp, from the prey my son thou art gone up. He bowed, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? 10. The scepter shall not be removed from Judah, and a lawgiver from between his feet, even until Shiloh come, and to him is the obedience of the peoples. 11. He binds his young ass unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washes his clothing in wine, and his covering in the blood of grapes. 12. His eyes are red with wine, and his teeth are white with milk. 13. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the seas, and he shall be at a haven of ships, and his side shall be towards Zidon. 14. Issachar is a bony ass, lying down between the burdens. 15. And he shall see rest that it is good, and the land that it is pleasant, and he shall bow his shoulder to bear, and shall be a servant to tribute. 16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. 17. Dan shall be a serpent upon the way, an arrow snake upon the path, biting the horse's heels, and his rider shall fall backward. 18. I wait for thy salvation, O Jehovah. 19. Gad, a troop shall ravage him, and he shall ravage the heel. 20. From Asher, his bread is fat, and he shall yield the delights of a king. 21. Naphtali is a hind let loose, giving discourses of elegance. 22. Joseph is the son of a fruitful one, the son of a fruitful one over a fountain, of a daughter, she marches upon the wall. 23. And embitter him, and shoot at him, and hate him, the archers. 24. And he shall sit in the strength of his bow, and the arms of his hands are made strong by the hands of the mighty Jacob, from thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. 25. By the God of thy father, and he shall help thee, and with Shaddai, and he shall bless thee, with the blessings of heaven above, with blessings of the deep that lieth beneath, with blessings of the breasts and of the womb. 26. The blessings of thy father shall prevail above the blessings of my progenitors, even to the desire of the hills of an age, they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of the Nazarite of his brethren. 27. Benjamin is a wolf, he shall seize in the morning, he shall devour the spoil, and at even he shall divide the prey. 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spake to them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing he blessed them. 29. And he commanded them, and said unto them, I am being gathered unto my people, bury me unto my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. 30. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is upon the faces of Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a sepulchre. 31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, there they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Lee. 32. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the sons of Heth. 33. And Jacob finished commanding his sons, and he gathered up his feet unto the bed, and expired, and was gathered unto his peoples. 63:28. The contents. In this chapter the subject treated of in the internal sense is not the descendants of Jacob, and what would befall them, but the truths of faith and the goods of love which the 12 tribes named from the sons of Jacob represent and signify. 63:29. It first treats of faith separated from charity, which is utterly rejected. This faith is Reuben, Simon, and Levi. 63:30. It then treats of the celestial church, which is the tribe of Judah, and in the supreme sense there, of the divine human of the Lord. 63:31. Then of the rest of the tribes according to the states of good and truth which they represent. 63:32. Lastly, of the celestial spiritual church which is Joseph, and here also in the supreme sense of the divine human of the Lord. 63:33. The internal sense. From the things said by Jacob in this chapter it may be clearly seen that there is another sense in the word than that which appears in the letter, for Jacob, who was then Israel, says that he will tell what shall befall his sons in the end of the days, and yet the things he tells and that he predicts did not at all befall them, such as that the descendants of Reuben, Simon, and Levi should be cursed more than the rest, and that Simon and Levi should be divided in Jacob, and be scattered in Israel verses, but the contrary befell Levi, namely, that he was blessed, for the priesthood was allotted to him. Neither did that befall Judah which is said of him, except that the representative of the church remained longer with him than with the rest of the tribes. And moreover such things are said of him as no one can know the meaning of, except from another sense which is hidden within, is that he should bow himself and couch as a lion, should bind his young ass unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. That he should wash his clothing in wine, and his covering in the blood of grapes, that his eyes should be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. All these things are of such a nature as to cause everyone to see that there is something within them that is known in heaven, and that cannot be made known to man, except from thence. It is the same with what Israel said of the rest of his sons, as of Zebulun, that he should dwell at the haven of the seas and of ships, and that his side should be toward Zidon, of Issachar, that he should be a bony ass lying down between the burdens, stooping his shoulder to bear a burden, of Dan, that he should be a serpent in the way, an arrow snake upon the path, biting the horse's heels, and that his rider will fall backward, and so on with the rest. From all this it is very evident that, as already said, the word has an internal sense. The word is given in order to unite heaven and earth, or angels with men, and therefore it has been so written that it may be spiritually apprehended by the angels, when naturally apprehended by man, and that in this way what is holy may flow in through the angels, by which means union is effected. Such is the word in both the historical and the prophetical parts, but the internal sense is less apparent in the historical than in the prophetical parts, because the historical parts have been written in a different style, yet still by means of significatives. The historical parts have been given in order that infants and children may thereby be initiated into the reading of the word, for the historical parts are delightful, and rest in their minds, whereby communication is given them with the heavens, and this communication is grateful, because they are in a state of innocence and mutual charity. This is the reason why there is an historical word. There is a prophetical word, because when it is read, it is not understood by man except obscurely, and when it is understood obscurely by such men as there are now, it is perceived clearly by the angels, as it has been given me to know from much experience, of which by the Lord's divine mercy elsewhere. 63:34, verses 1-2. And Jacob called his sons, and said, Gather ye yourselves together, and I will tell you what shall befall you in the end of the days. Assemble yourselves, and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hear unto Israel your father. And Jacob called his sons, signifies the setting in order of the truths of faith and goods of love in the natural, and said, Gather ye yourselves together. Signifies all of them in general together, and I will tell you what shall befall you in the end of the days. Signifies the quality of the state of the church in the order in which they then were. Assemble yourselves, signifies that they should set themselves in order, and here, ye sons of Jacob, signifies the truths and goods in the natural. And here unto Israel your father, signifies a prediction about them by spiritual good, in the supreme sense, the Lord's foresight. 63:35. And Jacob called his sons. That this signifies the setting in order of the truths of faith and goods of love in the natural, is evident from the signification of calling, as being to set in order. For the reason of calling them together was that the truths of faith and goods of charity might be presented in this orderly arrangement. And from the representation of Jacob and his sons, as being the truths of faith and goods of love in the natural. As regards the setting in order of the truths of faith and of the goods of love, which is here signified, and is presented in the internal sense in this chapter, be it known that the 12 tribes of Israel represented in general all truths and goods in one complex, thus all the truths and goods which proceed from the Lord, and consequently those which are in heaven, and of which heaven consists. Then because they are all represented in general, they are also represented severally in particular, for generals contain in them particulars, as wholes contain parts. The lights in heaven are varied in accordance with the goods and the derivative truths, and the states of intelligence and wisdom in accordance with the light. And it was from this that the light sparkled and quivered through the Urim and Thummim, and this with variety in accordance with the state of the matter about which the interrogation was made. This took place because the 12 tribes, by which were signified all truths and goods in general, were marked on that breastplate, that is, on the Urim and Thummim, for there was a single precious stone for each tribe. The reason why they were precious stones was that they signified spiritual and celestial truths, and the gold in which they were set signified good. This is the secret that was signified by the Urim and Thummim. That the 12 tribes had such a signification is plain from the passages in the Word where they are mentioned, especially from the inheritance of the tribes in the land of Canaan, described in Joshua, and from their inheritance in the Lord's kingdom, described in the last chapters of Ezekiel, where we read of the new earth, the new Jerusalem, and the new temple, and in John and Revelation Rev. 7-4-8, also from the order in which they encamped in the wilderness, which was of such a nature that they thereby represented truths and goods in their genuine order. Hence the prophetic utterance of Balaam. When Balaam lifted up his eyes, and saw Israel dwelling according to their tribes, the Spirit of God came upon him. And he gave forth an annunciation, and said, How good are thy tabernacles, O Jacob! Thy habitations, O Israel! As the valleys are they planted, as gardens beside the river, as sandalwood trees which Jehovah hath planted, as cedars beside the waters numb. 24:2-6. 63:36. And said, Gather ye yourselves together. That this signifies all in general together, is evident from the signification of gathering, as being that they should be together, hear all the truths of faith and the goods of love which are signified by the 12 sons of Jacob. 63:37. And I will tell you what shall befall you in the end of the days. That this signifies the quality of the state of the church in the order in which they then were, is evident from the signification of telling what shall befall, as being to communicate and to foretell, and from the signification of the end of the days, as being the last of the state in which they are together. for days are states, and the end is the last, thus the end of the days is the last of the state, namely, that in which truths and goods in general, when in their order, are together. The reason why it is the state of the church which is signified, is that the truths and goods which are represented by Jacob and his sons are what constitute the church, therefore by Jacob is represented the church, and so also by his sons. That the quality of the state is meant, is because the representation of the truths and goods of the church is according to the order in which the sons of Jacob or the tribes are mentioned in the word. One quality is signified when Reuben is mentioned first, for when Reuben is mentioned first the quality begins from faith. But when Judah is mentioned first, then the quality begins from love, and it is different still when some other one is mentioned first. The quality is also varied according to the order in which the rest of the tribes are mentioned after these. Hence come forth innumerable, nay, infinite, variations, and more so when the truths and goods in general which are signified by the 12 tribes also take on specific variations, each truth and good innumerable ones, which causes each of them to receive in general another face, and still more so when these specific truths and goods take on innumerable singular variations, and so on. That infinite variations thus arise may be illustrated by many things in nature. Hence then it is that the 12 tribes have a different signification when mentioned in one order in the word, from what they have when mentioned in another, thus they have a different signification in this chapter from what they have elsewhere. 63:38. Assemble yourselves. That this signifies that they should set themselves in order is evident from the signification of assembling as being to be set in order. For in the spiritual sense to be assembled has no other meaning, because truths and goods cannot be assembled unless they are also set in order. For the universal influx which proceeds from the Lord affects this, because it contains within it all the singulars down to the veriest ones. And it is all these taken together which are the universal influx that reduces into order all things in the heavens. When the universal influx is doing this, it appears as if the very goods and truths set themselves in order, and as if they flow into order of their own accord. This is the case with the universal heaven, which is in order, and is continually kept in order by the universal influx from the Lord. It is also the case with the societies in heaven in general, and likewise with the societies in particular, for as soon as angels or spirits assemble, they are forthwith disposed into order as of themselves, and thus constitute a heavenly society, which is an image of heaven. This would never take place unless the universal influx which proceeds from the Lord contained within it the various singulars of all, and unless all these were in the most perfect order. If there were any universal influx from God without singulars, as many suppose, and a man, spirit, or angel were to direct himself in singulars, instead of order there would be confusion of all things, neither would there be a heaven, a hell, the human race, or even nature. This may be illustrated by many things with man, as that unless his thoughts were ordered universally and at the same time singularly by the affections of love, it would be impossible for them to flow rationally and analytically. So likewise with the actions, unless the soul in universal and in singular flowed into the viscera of the body. Nothing could take place in the body with order and regularity, but when the soul flows in singularly and thus universally, then all things are set in order as of themselves. These things have been said to the intent that it may be known what is meant by truths and goods setting themselves in order. 63:39. And here, ye sons of Jacob, that this signifies the truths and goods in the natural, is evident from the representation of the sons of Jacob, as being the truths and goods of the church in the natural. 63:40. And here unto Israel your father, that this signifies a prediction about them by spiritual good, in the supreme sense the Lord's foresight, is evident from the signification of hearing. Namely, what shall happen in the end of the days, as being prediction, and from the representation of Israel, as being spiritual good, and because prediction is signified in the internal sense by hearing what shall befall in the end of the days, the foresight of the Lord is signified in the supreme sense, for all prediction is from the Lord's foresight. It's being said that the sons of Jacob should hear to Israel, signifies that they who are of the church should hear the Lord, that is, should hear him in the word, and what he there teaches with respect to the truths of faith and the goods of love, and what he predicts with respect to those who are in such truth and good as are signified by one or another son of Jacob, as what he teaches and predicts about those in faith separate from charity, here signified by Reuben, Simon, and Levi, or about those in celestial good, signified by Judah, also about those in spiritual good, signified by Joseph, thus also about those who are in such things as are signified by the rest of the sons. 63:41. Verses 3, 4. Reuben, my firstborn, thou art my strength, and the beginning of my forces, excellent in eminence, and excellent in power. Light as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up on thy father's bed, then profanest thou it, he went up on my couch. Reuben, my firstborn, signifies faith which is apparently in the prior place. Thou art my strength, signifies power and good by means of faith, and the beginning of my forces, signifies that through it is the first power in truth, excellent in eminence, and excellent in power, signifies the glory and sovereignty thence derived. light as water, signifies that faith alone is not such things. Thou shalt not excel, signifies that it has no glory or sovereignty, because thou wentest up on thy father's bed, signifies because when separated from the good of charity it has a foul conjunction. Then profanest thou it, signifies that if conjoined with evil it is profane. He went up on my couch, signifies because it has contaminated spiritual good in the natural. 63:42. Reuben, my firstborn. That this signifies faith which is apparently in the prior place, is evident from the representation of Reuben as being faith in the understanding, and confession of the faith of the church in general, and from the signification of firstborn as being to be in the prior place. 63:43. Thou art my strength. That this signifies power and good by means of faith, is evident from the representation of Reuben, who here is thou, as being faith in the understanding, and from the signification of strength, as being the power that is in good. As regards power, namely, the power of thinking and willing, of perceiving, of doing what is good, of believing, and of dissipating falsities and evils, it is all from good through truth. Good is the principle, and truth is only the instrumental. That there is signified the power that is in good, is because strength signifies his power, whereas forces signify the power of truth. Hence it is that by the beginning of my forces, as presently follows, is signified the first power in truth, for the word by which forces are expressed in the original is in the word predicated of truth, but the word by which strength is expressed is predicated of good. That the word is holy, and in its interiors most holy, is very evident from the fact that in every detail of the word there is the heavenly marriage, that is, the marriage of good and truth, thus heaven, and that in every detail of the inmost sense there is the marriage of the Lord's divine human with his kingdom and church, nay, in the supreme sense there is the union of the divine itself and the divine human in the Lord. These most holy things are in every detail of the word a manifest proof that the word has descended from the divine. That this is so may be seen from the fact that where mention is made of good, mention is made of truth also, and where the internal is spoken of, the external also is spoken of. There are also words which constantly signify good, and words which constantly signify truth, and words which signify both good and truth, and if they do not signify them, still they are predicated of them, or involve them. From the predication and signification of these words it is plain that, as before said, in every detail there is the marriage of good and truth, that is, the heavenly marriage, and in the inmost and supreme sense the divine marriage which is in the Lord, thus the Lord himself. This appears everywhere, but not evidently except in passages where there are repetitions of the same thing, with only a change of words, as in this chapter, where it is said of Reuben, Thou art my strength, and the beginning of my forces, also, excellent in eminence, and excellent in power. Here strength relates to good, and forces to truth, and excellent in eminence to truth, and excellent in power to good. So in the following verse, of Reuben, Thou wentest up on thy father's bed, then thou profanest it, he went up on my couch. So in what follows with respect to Simon and Levi, cursed be their anger, for it was vehement, and their wrath, for it was hard, I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel, where anger signifies a turning away from good, and wrath a turning away from truth, and Jacob is the external of the church, and Israel is its internal. Also with respect to Judah, thy brethren shall celebrate thee, thy father's sons shall bow down to thee. Again, he binds his young ass unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washes his clothing in wine, and his covering in the blood of grapes. With respect to Zebulun, he shall dwell at the haven of the seas, and he shall be at the haven of ships. With respect to Dan, he shall be a serpent upon the way, an arrow snake upon the path. Like things frequently occur in the Psalms and in the prophets, as in Isaiah, Babel shall not be inhabited to eternity, neither shall it be inhabited even to generation and generation. Her time is near, and it shall come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Issa 13:20-22. Seek ye from above in the book of Jehovah, and read ye, no one of these shall be missing. The one shall not long for the other, for with the mouth he hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And the same hath cast a lot for them, and the hand hath distributed to them by rule. They shall possess it even eternally, to generation and generation shall they dwell therein. Issa 34:16-17. And so in a thousand other passages. He who does not know that the expressions in the word are significative of spiritual and celestial things, and that some are said of good, and some of truth, cannot but believe that such expressions are mere repetitions, said merely to fill up, and therefore in themselves useless. And from this it is that they who think wrongly about the word, regard such expressions as ground for contempt, when yet the various divine things are stored therein, namely, the heavenly marriage, which is heaven itself, and the divine marriage, which is the Lord himself. This sense is the glory in which the Lord is, and the literal sense is the cloud in which is this glory. 63:44. And the beginning of my forces, that this signifies that through it is the first power in truth, is evident from the signification of the beginning of forces, as being the first power, and as forces are predicated of truth, it is the first power in truth that is signified, in like manner as in Isaiah. Jehovah giveth strength to the wearied one, and to him that hath no forces he multiplieth power. Issa 40:29. Where strength is predicated of good, and forces of truth, and power of both. How it is to be understood that through faith there is power and good, and the first power and truth, which is signified by Reuben, my firstborn, thou art my strength, and the beginning of my forces, shall be briefly told. All the power in the spiritual world is from good through truth. Hence it is plain that truth without good has no power whatever, just as the body without the soul has no power, for the body is then a carcass, and so also is truth without good. When the faith of truth through good is first born, the power appears to be in truth. This power is what is called the first power in truth through faith, and is signified by the beginning of forces, as also elsewhere in the word where birthright is treated of, as in David. He smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the beginning of forces in the tents of Ham, P.S. 78-51. And in another place, he smote all the firstborn in their land, the beginning of all their forces, P.S. 105-36. Also in Deuteronomy, he shall acknowledge the firstborn son of the hated one, to give him two parts of all that shall be found for him, and that he is the beginning of his forces, the right of the birthright is his due. 21:17. As by the firstborn is signified in the genuine sense the good that is of charity, but in the sense according to the appearance the truth that is of faith. And as these two are the foundations of the church, therefore by the ancients the firstborn was called the strength of the Father, and the beginning of his forces. That such was the signification is plainly evident from the fact that every firstborn belonged to Jehovah or the Lord, and that in the stead of all the firstborn the tribe of Levi was accepted and the priesthood given to it. Scarcely anyone in this world can know what is the nature of the power that is in truth from good, but it is known to those who are in the other life, thus by revelation thence. They who are in truth from good, that is, in faith from charity, are in power through truth from good. In this power are all the angels, and from this the angels are called in the word powers, for they are in the power of restraining evil spirits, one angel being able to restrain 1,000 all at once. They exercise their power chiefly when with man, in defending him at times against many hells, and this in 1,000 and 1,000 ways. They have this power by means of the truth that is of faith from the good that is of charity, but as they have their faith from the Lord, it is the Lord alone who is the power in them. This power which is through faith from the Lord is meant by the Lord's words to Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Matt 16:18-19. This was said to Peter, because by him was represented faith, and by Peter, wherever in the word he is called Peter, as here, is signified in the internal sense, faith, and in the supreme sense the Lord as to faith. 63:45. Excellent in eminence, and excellent in power. That this signifies that glory and sovereignty are thence derived, is evident from the signification of excelling in eminence, as being glory. For he who is in eminence is in glory, and from the signification of excelling in power, as being sovereignty, for he who is in power is in sovereignty. Glory in this passage has reference to the truth that is of faith, and sovereignty to the good that is of charity. Therefore it is said that hence is glory and sovereignty, namely, from the truth of faith and the good of charity. 63:46. Light is water. That this signifies that faith alone has not such things, namely, glory and sovereignty, is evident from the signification of being light as water, as being to be of no weight or power. That faith alone is meant, that is, faith separated from charity, is plain from what follows about Reuben and Simon and Levi. Here also under these names faith separated or alone is treated of. 63:47. Thou shalt not excel. That this signifies that it has no glory or sovereignty is evident from the signification of not excelling, namely, in eminence and power, and that such faith has neither glory nor sovereignty. 63:48. Because thou wentest up on thy father's bed. That this signifies, because when separated from the good of charity it has a foul conjunction, is evident from the signification of going up on a father's bed, as being to have a foul conjunction, namely, that faith separated from the good of charity has this. For if faith in doctrine or in the understanding, here represented by Reuben, is not initiated into good and conjoined therewith, it is either dissipated and made null, or is initiated into and conjoined with what is evil and false, which is the foul conjunction that is signified, for it then becomes profane. That this is so may be seen from the fact that faith can have a dwelling place nowhere else than in good, and if it has no dwelling place there, it must either become null or be conjoined with evil. This is very evident from those in the other life who have been in faith alone and in no charity, in that their faith is there dissipated. But if it has been conjoined with evil, their lot is with the profane. In the word, adulteries in the internal sense signify adulterations of good, and whoredoms signify falsifications of truth, but the foul conjunctions called the forbidden degrees, see Lev. 18:6-24, signify various kinds of profanation. That here also profanation is signified, is plain, for it is said thou wentest up on thy father's bed, then profanest thou it, he went up on my couch. That this means the profanation of good by faith separated, may be seen above, where this wicked deed of Reuben is treated of. With faith alone, or separated from charity, the case is this. If it is conjoined with evil, it then becomes profane, for thus the truth that is of faith and the good that is of charity are first inrooted in the interiors by means of doctrine and life, and afterward are called forth thence and conjoined with evil. In the other life the worst lot of all awaits the man with whom this takes place, for with such a man good cannot be separated from evil. And yet in the other life they are kept separate, neither has such a man any remains of good stored up in his interiors, because they have utterly perished in evil. The hell of such is to the left in front at a great distance, and those who are there appear to the angelic sight like skeletons, with scarcely any life. in order therefore to prevent the profanation of good and truth. A man who is such that he does not suffer himself to be regenerated is withheld from faith and charity, and is permitted to be in evil and from this in falsity, for then he cannot profane. 63:49. Then profanest thou it. That this signifies that if conjoined with evil faith is profane, is evident from what has been said just above. 63:50. He went up on my couch. That this signifies that it contaminated spiritual good in the natural, is evident from the signification of going up on a couch, as being to contaminate by profaning, and from the representation of Israel, on whose couch he went up, as being spiritual good in the natural.